But then somebody had to pull the plug on the Edsel and say, this is not going to work. Who was that?
Well, I think that was the car itself. If you build a plant to build 250,000 cars a year at straight time, with the potential to go up another 100,000, and instead of that, you're only building 100,000 in a 250,000 car capacity factory, the red ink is just tremendous. And so it imploded. In order to save it and make a little bit of money, what they did is they dissolved the Edsel division. That special products became Edsel division. They dissolved that and put the product in with Lincoln Mercury, and they called it then MEL division, Mercury, Edsel, Lincoln. And then a few years later, they mercifully shot the Edsel in the head and put him to sleep.
I'd forgotten Robert McNamara was Ford president.
Yes.
And was, I guess, convinced the board to bail out of the project. And he, of course, went on to become Secretary of Defense.
Right. And McNamara was an extremely brilliant man, but even at Ford, it's like everybody. Everybody has a weakness somewhere. You can't always be the smartest man in the room. And he looked at product like an accountant would, and say, well, you know, if we can make a more inexpensive windshield visor, we could save 5 cents a car on, 500,000 cars and this and that. And what he did is he went through the product and did that. He was taking money out of things that turned out. I listened because I went to different focus groups. And you'd hear people say, it's taken us 8 years or 10 years to save enough money to buy a car. And when I get into the Ford cars and I look and touch, I feel things that they feel like some of the toys that my children have. It's not substantial. I don't feel like I've got value in these things. It's plastic and it's this and it's that. So McNamara did that, and Iacocca was the guy who came in after him that went the other way with the product. And then, of course, McNamara, he failed again when he became Secretary of Defense with the Vietnam War. He should have been smart enough, he was told. He saw it with his own eyes, and he still kept it up, and that was a terrible mistake.
He didn't bail out, but then eventually he admitted he was wrong.
Yeah, but after how many young men died?
Right.